I'm Daniel Gillum from Classical 90.5, and with me once again is Erin Keene with WFPL News. She's our arts and humanities reporter. It's been a while.
It has.
So welcome back to WUOL.
Thank you, Daniel.
And what's coming up this weekend?
Well, on Friday, the Inky Reading Series is closing out its season with a reading by Chris Mattingly. He's a Kentucky poet. His first book is called Scuffle Town, and it just came out this spring. Chris also plays a mean banjo, so,
you know. Does he involve the two?
Yeah, okay. So chances are high that mm-hmm. you might experience a really great banjo set along with your poetry reading. Slow Charleston, the band, is also going to perform, and there's twice the open mic. So usually there are like four or five spots. Mm-hmm. They're going double or nothing this time for the season closer. That's Friday evening at the Bardstown downstairs salon.
So this is your chance to do an open mic night if you've never...
Get on up there, people.
Okay.
Yeah, seize the day.
What's next?
So at the Bardstown Theater and their theater company upstairs in the theater, which is opening tonight and running through May 18th, is Things We Want by Jonathan Mark Sherman. This is a play about three adult brothers who are living together in the apartment that they grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to redefine themselves, trying to deal with the void left by their parents' death. They're all kind of depressed and struggling. When it opened in New York, it was directed by Ethan Hawke, Paul Dano, Peter Dinklage, and Josh Hamilton and Zoe Kazan were in it. So it's got a bit of a, yeah. you know, like hipster cachet mm-hmm. as far as theater goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ben Brantley in the New York Times called it a high testosterone equivalent of Crimes of the Heart. So if that's something that you're looking for, that's at the Bardstown through May 18th.
All right. And for the our always special bonus feature online only from Pandora Productions.
Well, who doesn't love a crime musical? This one
there
is...
There aren't enough of them.
Really, really, right? This one is Thrill Me, the Leopold and Loeb story. It's opening tonight and running through May 19th at the Henry Clay. This is by Pandora Productions. It's a musical that's based on the true story of Leopold and Loeb, who were two wealthy University of Chicago law students who kidnapped and murdered a 14-year-old boy in 1924 in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And so the musical focuses on their obsessive relationship. It uses Leopold's 1958 parole hearing as a framework. So it's true crime. It's musical theater. It's mm-hmm. a twisted obsessive love story. All of the great things that you've come to expect from Pandora Productions.
And do they they have their own band, their own house pit band and singers? I mean, they source it all, right?
They frequently do. Yeah, I'm not sure about this production, but they usually have a band that's that you know not. It's usually not a big band.
Mm-hmm.
But they
some
do
ensemble.
Well enough.
Yeah. All right. Erin Keene from WFPL News, the arts and humanities reporter, joining me for Arts Break every week on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. Erin, thanks as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.